And good morning. You are in tune to KOLRN News Radio 1490. I'm Clayton Mick, and joining me, I thought we had a little bit of a schedule change here, but after, I guess my guest is here after all. We got him on the air. He is a Christian minister, author, and motivational speaker and consultant, Donald C. Mann. And we welcome Donald to the program this morning to talk about his book, Okay, God, Now What? And welcome, Donald. How are you this morning?
Hey, Clay, thank you for having me. I'm so very glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being on my show this morning. Donald, let's talk a little bit about your book, Okay, God, Now What? What inspired you to write that book?
Okay, well, it's a rather long question. This is our answer, I guess, and part of it. What prompted me to write the book was I got asked the question, how did I go into a company that was failing? And in 6 years, turn that company around with the same people to where they're making over $500 million in business. Now, most people, when they go into a company like that, bring in new management, new team. But I couldn't do that. The problem we had was technical, it was high technology, and the only people on the planet who could do it were those people there. Nobody else could be brought in to fix it. So that drove me to my knees. And so what I started to do was I prayed roughly 2 hours a day and read the Bible an hour a day, just believing that God would give me wisdom, and he did. The problem was I didn't know what he was doing in me. In other words, it was very much myself. One of the things that you do, for example, I go into a company now, and for example, working with a sales force, you go in and find the top salespeople and ask them how they do what they're doing, and they can't tell you. Even if you were to talk to Wilt Chamberlain, he couldn't tell you how he does what he does. He just does what he does. And so what you do is, in those conditions, you look at them, you study them, and then you take those success factors and start training other people how to do them, and they start getting better. So in my case, I didn't have that kind of third party looking at me. And so when I started to answer the question, how did I do what I did, one of the things I discovered, the only answer for a long time I could say was, well, I pray a lot, and God does it through me. And then I started to ask for wisdom. Okay, how does this work? And that's when I started to discover how the mind works, how the brain operates. And I was actually in a sales training class when all of a sudden this vast amounts of scripture just started to download in me just as from what the guy was talking about. Now, he wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a godly man. But he was speaking truth about how the brain works. And I started to see how God has always told us how to prepare ourselves for success, but it's not something that many people know about. But it's the same thing that Olympic champions do all the time. So I put this into the book, Okay, God, Now What?, so that anybody can take any situation, however adverse it may be, and use the principles God has given for success. That's how I ended up writing the book.
Okay. Now, you're pretty much, you're talking about like slogans and proverbs, basically, for business. How did you... you talked a little bit about that, and what other things kind of got you interested in that?
Okay, what got me part of that was to understand that the way the human brain works is we operate 95% by habit, and it's primarily the subconscious mind serving up to us what's called the voice of the conscious, ideas, concepts, and attitudes as we go through the events of life. Most of us are so well-formed in that, we're not even aware of their habits. We just do them. We call them, well, that's the way I do things. So if you're going to be, for example, a coach in a sports team, for myself, I was an officer in the Air Force during the Vietnam era, you learn how to speak things in ways and slogans and statements that people can catch hold of and use that to control their thinking and what they do. And that's the way the brain works. So the way the brain works is that you have written in your subconscious mind from your past, and whatever happens to you today, whatever the affirmations or statements in your heart that were there from the past come up to keep you in your past normal. So I discovered that's how the brain works, that's how the subconscious mind works, and if you want to change your future, you have to change the affirmations that you're thinking of. Now, God in the Bible has thousands of affirmations. The Proverbs are affirmations, the Psalm 23 is a powerful affirmation. All of these things are there for us to use and to make our way successful. So what I did in Okay, God, Now What? Was I went through the scriptures and found all kinds of statements of our new identity in Christ, what God has done for us, the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus, the power and the grace he has for wisdom in impossible situations, made those into affirmations and put them in the book so that people could have them to start to reprogram their mind with a purposeful, intentional way of doing it. The other thing I discovered in the process is that if you aren't purposely, intentionally writing affirmations on your heart, the world around you is. Totally unaware of it, subliminal in the process, but it's causing you to think the way that others think. Now, if you like what they're thinking, that's great. But if you want to rise above what you see going on around you, you have to change the way you think, and the way you change you think is the way you change the affirmations that you're believing.
Okay. How do we start to access that part of our mind and start changing that?
What's amazing is, Clay, that's your mind operates this way always. So it's almost like saying, well, how do I put gas in a car? In other words, that you're doing this all the time. So the way you do it is with a purposeful program of affirmations. It turns out that affirmations are the fastest way to write things in the heart. The reason being is because I can say a statement of truth, God is love. If I make it into an affirmation, God loves me through anything. Now when it comes up into my mind, what I'll hear is when a situation comes, God loves me through anything. That's a more positive, creative way to respond to something than saying God is love. So you can go through a purposeful program of taking these affirmations, repeating them. What's amazing is you don't necessarily have to make a deep Bible study out of this. Your subconscious mind records everything you experience 24/7. It puts it in there. Those things with the greatest emotional content, what comes up first. But if you keep repeating it, even without anything else, it tells your subconscious mind, this is important, keep it, remember it. So as you rewrite these things in your heart, it takes time, and that's part of the secret. People have known about affirmations for a long time. What they haven't known is how long it takes. It takes what I call neural pressure of 2 to 6 hours a day for a minimum of 90 days to write something on your heart so that your behavior now becomes part of that affirmation. That's what happens to the military in boot camp, for example. You take a guy or a gal, you put them in an environment, you control what's going around them, they get a new set of affirmations, and they're successful. In the military, we've learned how to do that in the U.S. anyway, is what causes a soldier to survive when he goes into combat right away. That's the kind of training we have. It's the same thing that firemen go through. It's what jet fighter pilots go through. It's what Captain Sully went through when he brought that airplane down in the Hudson River. He used the affirmations, subconscious mind training he had done, so he reacted properly without thinking. It's what Wilt Chamberlain does when he makes a perfect shot. It's what Michael Phelps did when he decided in the Olympics he was going to win. You know, he went there first kind of going, I'm here just to enjoy the show. And you could watch what was happening to him. He said, hey, I'm not going to win if I do. I'm not winning. I've got to change the way I think. He said he didn't train for the Olympics, but he could only do as well as he had trained. But you know what? That guy changed his thinking in a few days, was winning without the proper training. That's what affirmations can do for you.
Again, my guest this morning, I'm talking to Donald C. Mann. He's a scientist, CEO, Christian minister, author, motivational speaker, and a consultant, and the author of the book, Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets to Success, and we're discussing that this morning. Well, Donald, it sounds a little bit like mental conditioning. I mean, it's sort of you would need to set out a sort of a training plan, just as if you were going to do a physical conditioning type of a thing. Isn't that kind of the way you're talking here?
Absolutely. The Bible tells us to gird up our mind for the battle ahead. And so you can build up and train for it. You get ready for it. But the problem is you can't show up to the party unless you're already dressed for the party. So what happens is when you come into life, you've got your past affirmations that you have. That's how you step into every moment of the day. So if you want to change how you act today, you really can't do a whole lot with it. But there's a marvelous thing called cramming that can work. I went through college this way. When I get time for an exam, I would study for days on a particular topic. I would go take the exam, and I would get an A on it. I got very good at it. And then 3 to 5 days after the exam was over, I couldn't even tell you what the subject was, much less any details, because that's cognitive mind learning. So if you're in a battle situation right now, you can, and this is exactly what Michael Phelps did. He didn't take 90 days to get his head straight. What he pulled in his case was what he already had in there, the Olympic champion mentality and attitudes he had before. He reached into them and pulled them up. If you're facing something, you can, if you have time, then you can spend 2 to 3 days of immersion getting ready for it. And this is exactly what public speakers do. It's what people who are going to be a big in an event or shoot, my wife and I are going to have a party here next week. We're getting ready for it now. We're already thinking about how to make all the good things happen. All of that process girds your mind up for what's going to come. So you can do it in the short term in a cramming type exercise or a long-term program. What I did in Okay, God, Now What? I put a full program together for what I call a remedial program. So the whole thing is in there. All the steps are there. And what I've made available for people today is for the get your paper and pencil ready. If you dial 1-800-903-6625, that's 1-800-903-6625, I will give you a set of the first affirmations, 10 of them broken down into little step pieces so that you can start building affirmations right now. Again, that's 1-800-903-6625. And I'll give it to anybody who calls in, mention the station, and I'll be glad to send it to you.
Okay, that's great. Again, Donald C. Mann, my guest, his book is Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets for Success. This sounds like a great, you know, to build yourself, like if you have low self-esteem, maybe somebody, you know, is thinking a lot of negative thoughts, maybe they've had a bad, you know, past, and Is this just for that kind of a situation, or what exactly? Is it just for low self-esteem type thinking, or what are we talking about?
We're talking top performers as well as people who are struggling with their self-identity right now. The greatest identity you can have is to be a Christian, knowing that Christ is in you, the hope of glory, that you're born again after the image and likeness of God. That's the greatest self-image you can have, and that's one of the main messages of the New Testament. That's one of the key elements of the affirmations in Okay, God, Now What? So that everything you do, one of the ways they talk about self-esteem is that it's your ability to overcome difficulties. So that if you use the right affirmations to build in your heart before the battle comes, you can do it. That's exactly what David did before he went down the hill charging Goliath, for example. It's, again, what Michael Phelps did. I watched it on TV. I watched him recognize he was in trouble and he had to change his thinking because he couldn't change his body. He didn't have enough time for exercise, but he had time to change his thinking.
Okay, well, positive thinking definitely is a powerful thing. Donald, do you have any other books? I know you have a website. Would you want to mention that too?
Okay, the website that I have, if you go to my website for the book is called OKGodNowWhat.com. And my website is called Covenant Peace Ministries, which has my other books mentioned there. I've written also a book called Battle Prayer for Divine Healing, Field Manual 2. It's actually for how to pray to get healed when you're sick. Another book is called Discovering Our Redemption, which is really to talk about what are the steps that Jesus actually accomplished from the Last Supper to the day of Pentecost. Those were the great acts of God. It's called the mighty arm of God at work. And discovering what he did and what it means to you is the most powerful self-identity kick I know of.
Well, Donald, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners this morning?
Okay, I think probably the best final thought I can give you is an example of the affirmations. Right here I'm reading from the book. And, Father, you are causing me to trust you with all my heart. You are uniting my heart to fear your name. By you working in me, I do not lean on my own understanding, but I acknowledge you in all my ways, and you are directing my path to your glory. So those kinds of affirmations, if you make a purposeful program, you can do to the full ability what God has created you to be. And that's the best thing in the world.
Well, Donald, once again, could you give out that line, the toll-free number that you mentioned earlier?
Absolutely. Thank you, Clay. The phone number is 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. Call that number. We'll be glad to send you a copy of the top 10 affirmations to get you started.
All right. Well, Donald, thank you so much for being a guest with me this morning. I think it's a wonderful book, and I think a great way to change our thinking and to influence our lives positively. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
All right. And you take care and have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Donald C. Mann. Again, the book is Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets to Success. And again, that toll-free number to get the things, the top 10 list of some of the slogans and more information, 800-903-6625. That's 800-903-6625. And the website, again, is okgodnowwhat.com. and also writeman.com. That's spelled RITEMANN.com for more information on Mr. Mann's books, and we encourage you to check those out. 8:57 here at KOLN News Radio 1490. I'll be back with a look at the weather eye forecast coming up next.